This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. CPN-UML and Nepali Communist Party signed three-point deal to collaborate in province assemblies and run coalition governments. Karnali Province Chief Minister Amlal Kadeli steps down. Education Secretary Sudhamani Podil to hold talks with Dr. Govinda Kesi, who is on hunger strike, demanding reforms in healthcare sector. And India's cockroach youth call of protest after education minister quits. Now the news in detail. The CPN-UML and the Nepali Communist Party NCP have signed a three-point deal today to collaborate in the province assemblies and run the coalition governments in the provinces. The CPN-UML will lead the province governments in Kosi, Bagmati and Lumbini provinces, while the CPN will get the leadership in Karnali and Sudhur Paschim provinces, according to the agreement paper signed by CPN-UML chairperson KP Sharmawali and CPN coordinator Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand. Likewise, other political parties in the province assemblies will be consulted for the formation of province governments in Madhes and Gandaki provinces, and the leadership and participation modality will be fixed accordingly, Coordinator Prachanda's personal secretary Govinda Acharya said. Meanwhile, the Chief Minister of Karnali Province, Amlal Kadel, resigned today. Addressing the province assembly meeting today, Chief Minister Kadel announced his resignation. The province assembly meeting was summoned at 3 p.m. today to discuss the no-confidence motion lodged against him at the province assembly on the 16th of July. Before the voting on the motion, Chief Minister Kadel stepped down, paving the way for the formation of new government in Karnali province. A total of 16 province assembly members of the Nepali Congress and the Nepali Communist Party had lost the no-confidence motion against Kadel on July 16. Secretary at the Ministry of Education and Sports, Sudhamani Podil, raised Dhangadi today to hold talks with Dr. Govinda Kesi, who is staging a hunger strike at Dharmasala in Dhangadi, demanding reforms in the healthcare sector. In a Facebook post today, Minister for Education and Sports Sasmit Pokhrel stated that Secretary Podil reached Dhangadi to hold direct talks with Dr. Kesi and resolve the issue through dialogue. According to Minister Pokhrel, Prime Minister's health advisor Dr. J.P. Agrawal and the Secretary at the Ministry of Health and Food Safety will also join the team talks in Dhangadi on Sunday. In his post, Education Minister Pokhrel expressed the commitment to reaching a conclusion on this issue through dialogue at the earliest. Meanwhile, Dr. Kesi was admitted to the City Provincial Hospital in Dhangadi this afternoon after his health condition deteriorated. Likewise, Minister for Health and Food Safety Nisa Mehta also inquired about the health condition of Dr. Kesi and directed the chief of the City Provincial Hospital to ensure effective management and coordination for Dr. Kesi's treatment. Chief of the Underground Water Resources and Irrigation Development Division office in Karmaya Sarlahi and the mechanical officer were arrested along with the bribe money and they had taken from the service recipients. A team of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, arrested Chief of the Office Anupam Thakal and mechanical officer Tulakanta Chaudhary along with the bribe money. According to Prakash Pokhrel, information officer for the CIAA in Bardivas, based on tip-off, a raid was conducted at the residence of the division chief located in Bagmati Municipality 12, and 750,000 was recovered from the sofa where Thakal was sitting, and additional 71,115 rupees in cash, the source of which was not disclosed, was also recovered during the search. Information officer Pokhrel said that the raid was conducted based on a complaint that Chief Dhakal had demanded bribes through Mechanical Officer Chaudhary to make payments after the completion of boring and motor installation work with various water user committees. The Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, Gavi, has decided not to ask for a refund of $308,271 from Nepal. Following the initiative of Minister for Health and Food Safety, Nisa Mehta, the amount will be adjusted from the support Nepal will receive in the coming days under Gavi 6.0. Gavi has informed Nepal that the decision was made based on the bilateral meeting held during the World Health Assembly, subsequent correspondence, and the proposal presented by Nepal, according to Health Ministry and Food Safety. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
हरेक दिन को लागी सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाउँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेट मा सर्फ गर्नुस्
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरीद गर्न *1415 हैश टाइल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary has announced that an integrated agriculture program will soon roll out in 10 municipalities across Madhya Province. During a high-level meeting focused on enhancing coordination between the federal and provinces, she highlighted that these municipalities will serve as a model for prioritizing agricultural research, technology transfer, and organic farming, all aimed at delivering direct support to farmers. Minister Chaudhary also stressed that the initiative is based on recommendations from the provincial government and underscored the importance of focusing on implementation rather than just policy formation. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. India's youth protesters have agreed to end their weeks-old agitation in good faith after Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan resigned a big victory for the movement, protesting against a series of examination paper leaks, according to Al Jazeera. Pradhan announced his resignation on X on Saturday, just as police fired tear gas to scatter the protesters in New Delhi hours before the leaders were set to hold another round of talks with federal ministers. Pradhan's resignation is a victory for peace, patience and perseverance, activist Sonam Wangchuk, who was on a hunger strike for 26 days to support the Gen Z-led movement, wrote on X. Similarly, opposition Congress Party leader Rahul Gandhi welcomed the Education Minister's resignation. After Pradhan's resignation, authorities restored access to the mobile internet around Jantar Mantar after blocking it for most of the week. Iran has accused the U.S. of trying to force open a new route through the Strait of Hormuz, bypassing Iranian authorities, a move it says violates the two countries' interim peace deal and caused tensions there to spike. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi made the remarks in an interview published by Iranian media on Saturday, saying that the U.S.-Iran MOU signed in June gives Tehran the right to set transit routes and mechanisms for the strategic waterway. Araghchi's remarks came amid some signs of de-escalation between the U.S. and Iran after weeks of strikes against each other's interests all but destroyed their interim deal. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while it will be partly cloudy in the Tarai region. There is a possibility of light to moderate rain or thundershowers, accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati, and Gandaki provinces, and at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Lumbini, Karnali, and Sudarpashchim provinces. Similarly, there is also a possibility applied to moderate rain or thunderstorms accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Madhya Province and the Terai regions of Kusi and Bagmati Province, and at one or two places in the Terai regions of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Paschim Provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. CPNUML and Nepali Communist Party signed 3-point deal to collaborate in province assemblies and run coalition governance. Karnali Province Chief Minister M. Lal Khadel steps down. Education Secretary Sudhamani Podial to hold talks with Dr. Govinda Kesi, who is on hunger strike demanding reforms in healthcare sector, and India's Cockroach Youth call up protest after Education Minister quits. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.